fewer women in the workforce, gender wage gap, and slower career progression of women compared to their male colleagues has often been attributed to maternity. This is what researchers also refer to as the motherhood penalty.
Tell us your name, please.
Ashley Kurian.
When Ashley Kurian, a software engineer by profession, had her first child, this was playing on her mind. When and how will she be able to get back to work? As her three-month maternity leave was coming to an end, she was anxious to return to work, but also worried about her baby's care.
That was a difficult time for me then. Most of the daycares, they accept kids from 2 to 2.5 years.
After they trained delivery.
Feeding was one of my concerns. She was a little messy and she won't eat anything, but somehow they made her.
From depending on family support to trying out nannies and scouting for daycare centers, Ashley has a clear memory of the stress she underwent as she frantically tried to find a solution that would help her to get back to her office desk. This is something that I have gone through myself and know of many women who have eventually chosen to give up their flourishing careers and become stay-at-home moms in the absence of good childcare support. I'm your host, Anuradha Nagraj, faculty at the School of Development at the Azim Premji University, and in this episode of The Stories of Change, I visit one of India's largest tech parks in Thiruvananthapuram to talk to working women about the trials and tribulations of having a baby and getting back to work, and how a creche run by non-profit Women in IT has been a game changer for them.
So most women tend to lose a year or two.
The decision to join back is often distress-led.
Badly want to come back because now as an educated mom, I should set an example to my son.
You need a place for them to safely leave their children so that they can work.
Daycare,
first of all, it should not be like a daycare. It should be a home for the kids. That's what every parent would want.
Stories of Change with Anuradha Nagraj.
Episode 4. CC Hub. A day at the daycare.
So my name is Tina James. I'm the CEO of Reverie Global. We're an IT company.
Nearly a decade before Ashley, Tina James was facing the same problem. Entrepreneur and CEO of Reverie Global, she was leaving work midway and rushing out of her office in the Technopark.
And when I was a new mom with my baby, the only daycare or the longest operating daycare was one that closes up at 6 p.m. The fact of the matter is, it didn't allow me to work properly because I would have to leave work halfway through, go into the city, pick her up, go back home. So that is an example of
in another home, techie Anu T. Jose was struggling to find a daycare center after her maternity leave had ended. Unhappy with the care and facilities at the ones she did find.
I just took the break, the 3 months. That time we used to get only 3 months. And then I joined back. But then it was really, really hectic for me because I had to manage the baby and the situation that I faced in the office was not also so pleasing. And then finally I was tired and then I asked my parents to come down here. And
the Technopark, said to be one of the biggest and greenest IT parks in India, houses more than 300 companies on its premises. More than 72,000 IT professionals work here, of which 40% are women.
So if you look at the IT industry, we are one of the single largest employers, right? So if you look at the entry levels, you'll see that the gender ratio is pretty much on par. You have the same number of girls and boys, right? Men and women are pretty much on par. And then as you grow, you'll see that they drop off, right? The women drop off. And this happens for a number of reasons. It can happen. One is maternity, as you rightly pointed out. So most women tend to lose a year or two at that stage. But maternity is not the only reason. There's also looking after aging parents. This is a reason which is actually quite common. It's a very common reason for women to drop out of the workforce.
The conversations around encouraging women to return to the workplace is foregrounded in the fact that the burden of caregiving falls on them, whether it is that of young children or the elderly. In September 2012, a group of women working in various IT companies in the Technopark campus decided to create a networking platform for women in both the IT and the ITES sectors. One of their prime concerns was to bridge the gender gap in the sector, particularly in mid and senior level positions, where, as Tina pointed out, the gender gap is quite pronounced.
So, as far as women inclusive in technology is concerned, our role is to be a facilitator. We create a network here of women at various levels in their career. And, you know, everyone eventually becomes a mentor for other more junior women who join our community. So the objective is to form the community, which is a self-sustaining, self-supporting community. But over and above that, we act as a facilitator. We look at where are the biggest bottlenecks, or where are the drop points? What is preventing women from reaching their fullest capacity within IT? The first most important thing that comes up is this career break, maternity, which, you know, like 90% of the population goes through. What can we do? What is a single step that we can take which would have the greatest impact in helping these women get back post-career? And then the answer became very self-evident and very obvious. That is, you need a place for them to safely leave their children so that they can work.
Taking baby steps to understand and resolve this, WIIT members drew on their own experiences.
Most mothers are unable to come back because they don't have that facility. The scenario at the time was that there were definitely a lot of daycares around. There was no shortage of daycares for certain, but not so many in this part of the city where the park is. So most people had to leave their children far away, which meant that they also had to pick up their children when these daycares closed, which is typically at 5 p.m. The longest a daycare would stay open is 6 p.m., which posed a challenge, which in effect meant that these women can't work to their fullest, which therefore meant that they would be sidelined at work or not be given preferential hiring or just be avoided in the hiring entirely. So all of these things were creating a situation which prevented women from re-entry and growing in their careers. And so the obvious answer was, well, if you're working in IT and this is what the timings look like for an IT employee, that's the timings that a daycare center needs to provide in order to be able to safely accommodate these children. And that's where the whole notion of, yeah, we are going to put together a childcare center that is open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. came from. And the idea took off from there.
It gave birth to the Childcare Hub, popularly known as the CC Hub. The day begins early at the CC Hub. Before heading to their offices in the Technopark, parents drop off their children with food bags and a whole set of instructions at the center. The project is run as a public-private partnership supported by Technopark and the IT industry, Kerala government's Kudumbashree program that enables women at the grassroots, and by global IT companies. The coming together of these diverse groups of people has created a unique model on the ground.
The IT companies themselves are enablers. They helped us with the sponsorships. They help us. They reimburse their staff for the fees for CC Hub. They spread the word. They bring the women back to work through returnship programs, and they support the whole initiative. So they are our enablers. Technopark, the campus that we are in, the park center, the park itself, is obviously a facilitator. They've given us the space for it whenever we have the space requirements. And the whole compliance within labor laws of having the creche is held together by our organization for this particular campus here. So they are also a stakeholder in it. Of course, the IT employees are a stakeholder. They are the beneficiaries, they are the consumers of it. And then there's WIIT. So everybody is a beneficiary and everyone is a stakeholder. Everyone contributes towards the success of the model. The other partner that we had was Kudumbashree. So obviously when we thought about having an initiative like this, it was like, how can we sustainably take it forward? So WIIT are all working women. So we thought about who can we put in place that not only there will be a partner that we can rely on for any further expansion or any replication of this model, but how can we even there benefit a group of women? And so Kudumbashree became the obvious choice because we are able to support women who may otherwise have been unemployed, bring them also to career, though maybe not in IT specifically, but again, we are meeting our end objectives through partnering with Kudumbashree. So that was the initiative.
The backbone of the thriving hub are the Chechis.
പിന്നെ വന്ന് അപ്പോൾ ഒരു ഇഷ്ടമാണ് എനിക്ക് കുഞ്ഞുങ്ങളെ ഇഷ്ടമാണ്. ഞങ്ങൾക്ക് ഇങ്ങനെ കുടുംബശ്രീ വന്ന് ഒരു അറിയിപ്പ് വന്നു ഇങ്ങനെ ടെക്നോ പാർക്കിലേക്ക്.
Women from neighborhoods who were trained to become caretakers, giving them a rare job opportunity. In August 2014, the local Kudumbashree unit announced a training program for unemployed women in the area.
അപേക്ഷ കൊടുത്തപ്പോൾ അവർ നമ്മളെ ഇന്റർവ്യൂ ടെസ്റ്റ് നടത്താൻ വിളിച്ചു.
A panel of women from WIIT and Kudumbashree screened 100 odd applicants and shortlisted 20 women from lower income groups in the neighborhood. A month later, these 20 women in the age group of 25 to 55 years began a 45-day training module.
ഒരു മാമാണ് നമുക്ക് ട്രെയിനിംഗ് തന്നത്. ഈ ട്രെയിനിങ്ങിലേക്ക് വിട്ടു കുടുംബശ്രീ എന്ന്. അങ്ങനെ നമുക്കൊരു 40 ദിവസം ട്രെയിനിങ് ഉണ്ടായിരുന്നു. ട്രെയിനിങ് കഴിഞ്ഞ് അതിൽ നിന്ന് സെലക്ട് ചെയ്ത 10 പേരെയാണ് ആദ്യം ഇവിടെ എടുത്തത്.
ഇറ്റ് കവേർഡ് ഹെൽത്ത് കെയർ, വെൽബീയിങ് എമർജൻസി നഴ്സിംഗ് എയ്ഡ് and customer care as part of the curriculum. The trainees received classroom training on the daycare process and on the individual duties, roles and responsibilities of a child caretaker, from pediatricians, child psychologists and motivational speakers.
I would say one of the most impactful thing that would have happened is the training that they have gone through. Which is provided by a person named Aparna Vishwanathan. So there's a whole set of different trainings that they have gone through, including communication, how to deal with the kids, and their personal hygiene, which also includes the manicure, pedicure, how to be really safe when they are handling the babies, etc. So all these kinds of trainings were given to them. It's a two-day training. And after this training, they are attending a simulation training, which means they have to go to a daycare, spend time there, and then learn practically how things have to be done and how to take care of the kids and how to be patient and everything.
Soon, the CC Hub became synonymous with the Chechis. Their smiles, positive energy, and most importantly, efficiency in running the hub.
It's with the Chechis and how they tackle things, it kind of really teaches us also many things. A lot of practical solutions to certain problems instantly. They bring in a lot of practical solutions. I guess maybe because of this life situations that they were in, or the way how they are tackling things are different from how we are doing. So, but we get to learn a lot from them. I think if you spend at least 10 minutes with them, you will be able to understand the happiness that they have, the smile that they have, the laughter that they bring in. So it's kind of a different community that has come up now. What differentiates the CC Hub is what a homely atmosphere that these Chechis give to the kids.
At the core of the CC Hub is the idea of enabling women from across socioeconomic backgrounds. And a partnership between different stakeholders was key to keep the hub running smoothly. But it was not always smooth sailing. Despite the hiccups, the fact that they have a long list of parents waiting to sign up at the CC Hub has meant that the WIIT is constantly going back to the drawing board to see how they can take their plug-and-play creche model to more locations, enabling many more women to join the workforce.
The near future for us is establishing a bigger space for CC Hub for childcare and also opening up to after-school care where young students can come here after their school hours and engage with us on various programs like, you know, computer training, do their homework, a place for them to be safely kept. There isn't another whole generation of latchkey kids, right? A place where they're taken care of until their parents are ready to leave their shift and go back homes.
What we have with the expansion here, we have also been contacted by Infosys. And it's the branding that we have or we get here is mostly through the parents. We are not publishing it here on the CC Hub or anywhere. But then it's mostly through the parents that we get the branding here. And even above that, the dream is not only kind of having in and around Trivandrum, but also expanding to different places of Kerala.
there was also this communication, kind of conversations that we are having with government stakeholders who regularly do connects with us to understand how to bring more women back to work or how to untap that economy that will open up when women start working. And one of the things that we talk about is old age care. That is also something that we would like to see some expansions into for the future, is there isn't enough care centers for elderly people here. It's also a topic which is very taboo still in our society, you know what I mean? And eventually, if we can have a place where elderly can also be taken care of, which has a supporting medical kind of facility, so that even their health challenges could be cared for, and facility for their food to be prepared so that older people can be taken care of while their children are at work, this would be kind of what we see as the future of really what a very highly productive economy looks like would also need such facilities, which at this point in time is very much lacking.
Standing at the entrance of the creche, watching children sing songs and play, I realized that things have come a long way in the past decade. This model, by, of, and for women, could be the solution for many workspaces, including factories, giving mothers a greater shot at staying in the workforce. At the end of a long working day, parents arrive at the CC Hub to be greeted by squeals as they scoop up their children in their arms. There are smiles all around as the chachis and parents wave goodbye to each other, both happy at a good day's work done. Here is Nilanjana Sengupta, faculty at the Azim Premji University, telling us more about the importance of childcare facilities in enabling women to continue work.
For most women who are also mothers, the decision to continue in paid work after childbirth implies double shifts at home and workplace, constant worry about children's well-being when they are away at work, shame and guilt around not being able to care for the children as stay-at-home mothers do. As a result, we also see a pattern of women dropping out of the workforce during the period they raise children, joining back, if at all, after the children have grown older. The decision to join back for working-class women is often distress-led. In this scenario, childcare facilities at workplaces become a crucial game changer for gender equality. The uniqueness of CC Hub is that it is a PPP model in which the private sector, mainly the IT companies in the technopark, the state through its Kudumbashree program, and the NGO come together to provide quality and subsidized daycare services for the children of the employees of technopark. In this way, it brings together all the institutions, especially the market and the state, in the recognition and reduction of care work, which enables the women employees to continue in their jobs after childbirth. This enables mothers to continue in their professional careers without worry or shame, thereby addressing a critical gender gap at workplaces.
And that's a wrap of this episode of Stories of Change.
We would like to thank the entire team of CC Hub
for their time and cooperation during the recording of this show. And most importantly, a big thank you to the children whose enthusiasm and joy was infectious and left us with a smile on our faces.
We are now on Instagram. Follow us at Radio Azim Premji University for show updates, behind the scenes, and much more exciting content. Stay curious.
You're listening to
Rap Sun Rahe Hain.
You're listening to
Hind Suno Thar.
Ningal Kekunada.
You Kelta Idira.
Hind Kekunada.
Re Katha Sun
Radio.
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 Azim Premji
University.
The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of any entities they represent. This non-commercial program is for educational purposes only.